News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, you might remember the furore a couple of years ago when it looked like the flights out to the Aran Islands were going to cease. Well, they got a bit of a stay of execution, although that stay of execution looks like it is coming to an end. This day next week, the last flight apparently will take off to the islands. Well, our reporter Barry White joins us in studio. Barry, we sent him off on one of the last remaining flights to the Aran Islands. What exactly is going on, Barry?
Well, Ciarán, earlier this year, Air Ireland notified the Department of Heritage and the Gaeltacht that it intends to end its contract to provide flights to the Aran Islands from the 6th of December. Now, the flights are part of the what's called the Public Service Obligation Agreement between the airline and the department. Now, this covers around 3,500 flights to and from the three Aran Islands each year. So basically, this means the government is giving the airline in the region of €1.85 million annually to operate daily flights to Inishmore, Inishmeen and Inishore from the government. However, the dispute between the airline and the department centres on an adjustment to the PSO subsidy paid to the airline when the company operates flights outside the terms of the contract. So this results in a subsidy reduction of €483 per non-PSO or ad hoc flight. Now, the airline says this is costing them too much and they can't afford it. But the department say this was made clear when the contract was signed 2 years ago.
You flew out, you spoke to locals out there. What are they saying about this?
There's three return flights a day, 8:30 a.m, midday and at around 3 o'clock. And I suppose I got to see firsthand how dependent they are on the weather. The flight was due to go out at 8:30. They didn't go out until 11:30 because it was such a stormy day. For anybody who's never got it, it's like a car on wheels. I think there's
eight seats
on it. And it's pretty shaky, so it wouldn't be for the faint-hearted. But when the flight was delayed, as I was waiting, I got speaking to Islander Maggie Scheuge.
I'm safe to breathe. You're full attention.
It's our lifeline. It's our... everybody's bus into town. This happens quite a bit. You know, we're very dependent on the weather. But, you know, it's what we need. It's what we have. It's can do without it.
How often do you use the flight?
I use about once a week to come in to see my grandkids and to help out there. But, yeah, we cannot really foresee a future without it. This is not a luxury for us, you know, and people are under the illusion that, or, you know, a plane, where would you be going? You know, this is our M50.
You have a boat. Other islands around the country have a boat and they don't have a plane. And some people may say that the people of the Aran Islands are spoilt because they have a boat and a plane. What would you say to that?
We've had that, yeah. Come and live with us for a few weeks and then you'll see.
But Barry, Maggie Scheuge, obviously, look, it's a necessity from her point of view, but there are fewer and fewer people on the plane, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been looking at the figures, Ciarán. So in 2007, that's the highest figures I could see. So there was almost 45,000 flights that year, or 45,000 people using the flights that year. Now, this dropped to 36,000 in 2011, but the figures then started to creep up between 2011 and 2016. So in 2016, 42,690 people flew to the Aran Islands, but last year the figures dramatically dropped. There was a 25% drop. Now, I'm told that the reason for this drop is because other than the morning and evening flights, other flights, as I say, are at a cost, with the subsidy reduction of €483, as I said earlier. And there's also a feeling on the island that the government don't see a need for this flight. These locals on the island told me if it goes, then the future of the island is in jeopardy.
It would be a disaster if it was if we lose it on this island, and because it's so convenient and all that.
If the flight was to go, how would that affect you personally if you're using it once a week?
Oh my God, yeah, well, of course it would affect us, you know, and that, because it's handy if, say, like with bad weather and that, even if the ferry didn't go. It would be kind of crazy going to Shannon and getting a bus from Shannon up to Galway.
How long would that take?
It would be taking about, you'd be talking about 2.5 hours in total, so from Shannon to...
Is that an option?
No, not really, no, definitely not.
People have told me personally that if Air Ireland goes, they're going as well, like, you know. It's a hope, and if people start losing hope, the community's dead. That's in my opinion. And after 4 or 5 years, I'd say the island will be nearly gone.
There is a fear, obviously, because at the moment, as it stands, I understand that it's cut on 6th of December, and it would be a disaster.
Now, Barry, of the three islands, you were out in Inishmore, I understand, and you saw how important the flight is to people there.
Yeah, I certainly did. Now, I tried to book a flight out on Monday. There was no seats available. And on my flight over and on the way back in the 8-seater plane, there was definitely no seats available. I got to see, I suppose, the knock-on effect of this to the community. I met 88-year-old Mary in the doctor's surgery in Inishmore on Tuesday afternoon. Now, Mary needed to be taken to hospital in Galway. But the flight was booked out, so she had to go and wait on the boat, which was going out at 5 o'clock. I spoke to her around 2:30, so quite a long wait for, and Mary told me that's not ideal.
I've been here 56 years from Belfast, and what brought me here was a man. No, I met him in London just for 6 weeks.
And you moved here then?
Well, I had no choice.
Mary, you're here waiting in the doctor's surgery.
Yeah.
I suppose this is an example of how important the flight is.
I came over with a toe problem, and I think it's a kind of a blood vessel thing because I'm diabetic. So I have to definitely be in the hospital tonight, but I'll have to go out in the boat, which is not as handy as a plane.
So there's no seats on the plane?
No, booked up.
If you could speak to the minister regarding the plane, what would you say to him?
I would say, for God's sake, get off your ass and do something. Keep the plane for the old people and for the future, for the island, you know. I mean, we should be advanced and not come back. Scandalous.
What a great character. Get off your ass and do something. I wonder if the minister listening. Any word from the department or the minister or Air Arran, all the parties in this standoff?
No real word from Air Arran. They say they can't speak. They're not allowed to speak to the media as part of this contract. But the department say if no agreement is reached by next Thursday, then they will try find an alternative arrangement. They say the option they're looking at is an interim service from Shannon Airport from December 7th. But as you heard from some people I was speaking to, they're saying that that just isn't viable at all.
All right, we should see how that story develops over the next 7 days. Barry White, thanks a million for that.